pair of short shorts.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, my tennis shoes.
Well, I tell you what, I will sponsor you if you promise at the end of the race to immediately change from your then-sopping shirt and shorts, put them in a baggie with a fold-lock top, and send them to me.
Okay, I promise.
Ooh, nice. Oh, Nella. I will then make soup from them and send them back to you cleaned and pressed.
Oh, okay.
All right, it's a deal, little honey. It's a, oh, why am I so sick, Father? Forgive me. Oh, Lord. Lord, help me. Help me. I remember when I was a young boy growing up, my sister had one of her little girlfriends stay over, and they were out running around playing, you know, leapfrog and ring-a-levio, and then they decided to go for a swim, so they changed and threw all their clothing on the bed, and then they went outside, and... Oh, God. I remember going to confession that week, and I remember this is how it sounded. I walked into the confessional, zipped the curtain shut. I said, Father, forgive me for I have sinned. He said, what is it, my son? I said, well, my sister had one of her little girlfriends over. They got all sweaty, and they put their clothing on the bed. And I heard, yes, go on, my son. And I said, well, I waited until they were out of sight, and then I picked up my sister's little things, and he said, yes, yes, my son, yes. What did you do? I said, I savored the ambiance. He said, what do you actually mean by savoring the ambiance? I said, well, I laid them out neatly and admired the color-coordinated scheme that she had chosen. And he said, that's it? I said, yeah, that's it. Then I heard, get the hell out of here, would you?
K-R-A-Z-I, he is crazy.
Waste my time.
The Grease Man on DC